Want to do a big shout out to Helix Sleeps. Check it out.
Take their 2-minute sleep quiz and they'll match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life.
Yes. And you just got to find the perfect mattress at helixsleep.com/rants. Mm-hmm. We want to thank MyBookie for sponsoring this episode at MyBookie. Right? It's cool. It's like winning season. It means watching live sports and betting on live sports all what?
All season long, dudes.
So get in on the action. Use promo code RANTS and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more what? Excitement. Yep. Excitement to the sports. And you what?
You love and the games you bet.
Yeah, so they're cool, dudes.
Yeah, dudes.
What's up, everybody? Token Black Guy here coming to you from beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada, the Casa de Rancha. Here's your wonderful host, Pauly Shore.
Are we cool? We're cool? We're cool. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. It's almost like a, over, you gotta walk her over there. Walk over there. Walk her to her spot. It's almost like a, it's kind of like a cult a little bit, right? It is a cult. All right. That's some badass shit right there. Hope you guys are having a good one out there in the world. You guys are dancing, having fun. Bok Choy, what do you think of my new haircut?
Looks sexy, man.
You guys you like the haircut? What's up? What about my moves? Speak.
I love it. It looks great.
Why?
So crusty.
Does it look good? Tell me I look good.
You look good, man.
Because you got to support me.
They look good. Very sexy.
Everybody supports everyone here, you know? Right? Okay, cut the music. You guys, seriously, how do I look, dude? Come on, you're so
I'm
the
amazing.
Host. Yeah, you're supposed to clap. The host comes out. Fuck you guys, fuck. Anyways, welcome to Pauly Shore's Random Rants. This is my podcast where I randomly rant on different fucking subjects. We just jump in and do what, Bok Choy?
We just rant about random stuff, guys.
I just fucking said that. We bungee jump. We already talked about this.
Yes.
And when you bungee jump, what?
Yeah, go
you don't
with
what?
It. We don't think.
You don't think, right?
No, you just go.
You just fucking, and sometimes you what?
You fall.
You get hurt. You can snap your fucking net. Anyways, James, where do people find the podcast and the video and all that shit?
Y'all can find this wonderful podcast on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, All Things Comedy, and Stitcher.
And it might be on Netflix soon. That's what they talked about. I'm not quite sure. You guys can tweet at Netflix and say, hey, I heard you guys were possibly picking up what?
Picking up steam.
No, picking up Pauly Shore's fucking random rants, dude. Steam is what you do laundry with, bro. We're probably picking it up.
Oh, my God.
No, I lied. I'm just kidding. They're not picking it up. Anyways, ba-dum-pum, ba-dum-pum. Jesus Christ, you're supposed to do that shit. Anyways, this is how it works. We rant, we have a guest. We have Sabina who's here stepping in. Sabina, come here, show us the cards. These are the cards. She's like a rant girl. So we got rant one right here. She's really excited to be here. Rant one, rant two. You got to go rant two, rant three. And Bok Choy, what are the three rants and the subjects today?
All right, guys, the three rants is going to be preparing for a fight. Equal rights for women. You know, it's the last
what rights for women?
Equal rights for women.
Okay, copy.
And the last one is going to be women's as sex symbols.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks, Sabina. Sit back over there, and we're going to bring out the guest. She's a UFC fighter. She's from California. Mm-hmm. She's from California. She's very sexy, very hot. We got Sabina who's got tattoos. This girl's got tattoos. Tell us about her real quick.
All right, so this lovely guest is from California. She started wrestling during sophomore year of high school towards college. She was actually supposed to be a journalist, but she made a switch to become an MMA fighter, UFC fighter, trained by Eugene Jackson as well. She's ranked in 2018 as the 11th ranked flyweight champion as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. Ashley Evans-Smith, ladies and gentlemen. Keep it up for Ashley Evans-Smith. Right there, step right there. Look at that. They know you. Look at this. Wow. Wow. She seems... Wait, cut the music. She seems very shy, Kira.
I'm just not a dancer. I'm
yeah,
so
I know,
cute,
but that's
though.
What's going to change today. Yeah, we're going to do some of this. Look at Ashley Evans-Smith. We're going to do some of that.
No.
Why?
No, we're not.
You're such a sexy babe, though.
Dance, I'm sorry.
You can't dance, huh?
Honestly, I think it's because I grew up listening to punk rock music and nobody's twerking in the mosh pit. Yeah.
We can do the punk rock shit now.
Just a bunch of, you want a mosh pit, we can do a star mosh pit.
Where did you grow up in Orange County, was it?
No, actually, I live in Orange County. I grew up in Northern California.
And that, what kind of punk were you listening to back then? Here, step up here, right here.
Rancid, Misfits, Dropkick Murphys, Pennywise, those kind of things. Uh-huh.
And you did the mosh pit stuff?
Yeah, I got into a lot of fights initially in high school, and I loved that feeling, that adrenaline rush. Uh-huh. It wasn't good. So when I actually got into mixed martial arts, I was like, oh, I've been fighting for a long time.
Right. Sense. So being part of the mosh pit was kind of like, you know, setting you up for this shit.
Yeah, I knew it yeah. felt good to fight, so.
Yeah, cool. Well, thank you for being here. Give it up for her, you guys. Ashley Evans-Smith. The name sounds like a female serial killer, I have to be honest.
What? Everyone tells me it sounds like a famous person.
I don't know. What was the girl that, Susan Smith, that was, didn't she, Susan Smith? She, well, that's another subject. Anyways, so you are an MMA fighter, mm-hmm. UFC fighter, jiu-jitsu fighter. Tell us the difference between all that stuff.
So MMA is mixed martial arts. You have wrestling, boxing, Muay Thai, you can even say, or jiu-jitsu, you can say karate or judo, all these other disciplines, but those are the four or five like base mixed martial uh-huh. arts. And what I do is MMA fighting. UFC is the organization. So when I fight, it's a fist fight, but you can also take it to the ground. I can choke you out. Mm. I can punch you in the face.
Can you say that last part again? You could do what?
I can choke you out.
Please. I know a lot of guys are getting excited at home. You want to get choked out too. What the fuck was that? Okay. Choke out.
Jiu-jitsu, yeah. Jiu-jitsu. Submission. So like rear naked choke or...
Rear naked choke?
That's what it's called, yeah.
That's fucking wild, dude. That's crazy.
Or a triangle where you're in between my legs and I create a triangle with my legs and choke you out.
Yeah, I've seen that shit. Yeah. That's pretty fucking crazy. Yeah. So anyways, so Orange County, no brothers, no sisters?
No, I got some...
And your parents, where are they at?
Brothers and sisters and parents that are all in Northern California, Ukiah, California, tiny uh-huh. town, a little ding-ding-ding.
Oh, wow.
Nothing going on.
And you're half Hispanic and...
Half Mexican and half white trash.
Wow.
Yeah, basically.
So which one's the white trash and which one's the Hispanic?
The Spanish was the dad I never met.
No, never met him.
No.
He could be here in Vegas. Maybe he's in Pahrump.
Maybe.
Pahrump. Yeah.
And then the side that I grew up with was like kind of, you know, a little rednecky uh-huh. side. So uh-huh. just an awesome blend of dysfunctional.
Wow. And then how many brothers?
I became an MMA fighter. Surprise.
Yeah. And then how many brothers and sisters?
I have a half brother and a real brother and then a stepsister.
Okay, so you have like a kind of like a smorgasbord.
Yeah,
smorgasbord. Yeah. And now you're like a famous UFC fighter. I mean, you are pretty famous. So your family, do they ask you for cash? Like, I mean, because you said that they were kind of, you know,
They haven't yet.
Really?
Yeah, but I feel like it's coming.
Really?
I feel like my dad's gonna get old and be like, hey.
But you said you never met your dad.
My real dad. I never met my real dad.
Really?
Yeah. So
but he could be in Prump Prump.
He could be in Prump
Prump. Yeah.
He could be dead. Who knows?
Well, I don't know. But do you think that he would have already found you, knowing you, seeing you on TV and stuff? Because, you know, like, oh, there's my baby. Like, now I'm going to, you know, kind of like, no? Mm, Negative?
Maybe. Yeah. He's probably in jail somewhere.
Okay. So Orange County, that's where you live. So yeah. You came in here and you're actually in town this weekend to obviously be here with us. Can I have a hug? We're cool. Yeah. Have a hug. And then also you're getting some tattoos later today.
Yeah. I'm going to have my guy Ryan Jenkins at 7 Tattoo finish up this little piece on my leg. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go to the UFCPI, which is a really big institute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's very cool.
Heard about that.
World-class facility where they do therapy and training. And there's a cafeteria for free food, you know. So cool place to go hang out. And I'm actually going to talk to some nutritionists there because I have a big fight coming up, so gotta prepare for that.
And then, so do you think my crusty crew, we can go to the PP gym? Is it the PP gym?
PI
gym? You think we can come?
Yeah, so that's my boxing coach, my wrestling coach, my strength and conditioning coach, my hype man, and these are my training partners.
Yeah, cool. And then we got Sabina there. Sabina, can you tell us about yourself and your tattoos and stuff like that? Because I wanted to have you guys both on together because women and tattoos, it's a very big thing. You know, it's very sexy and it's very common. Can you?
Thank you. Yeah. What do you want to know about it?
Well, I don't know. Why did you do that? And what made you?
Because I love art. I love tattoos. And some people hang their art on the wall. And I put it on my body.
Yeah. And how long have you been in a tattoo? And do you know this tattoo artist she's going to go see?
Yeah, I do. I've actually worked with him before. Yeah, he's a great tattoo artist.
So he's
artist.
A famous tattoo artist?
He's pretty popular. He like you have to book months and months in advance to see him. So I feel like that's a good measurement of how good or how popular.
It's like cartoon, you know, cartoon.
He tattooed me.
I do now.
Cartoon, dude.
Yeah. Because I watched a documentary.
He's
one of my husband's dear friends. So.
Oh, he is? Mm-hmm. Okay. So yeah, so I was gonna get a tattoo, but then I went to temple, and the rabbi told me, why the fuck do you keep drinking and shit when I'm like trying to like these are the moments. So I went to the rabbi, and he said what? He said what, Bok Choy?
He said that. You're going to be disowned if you get tattoos.
Because of why?
Because you're Jewish.
Oh. Do you have some Jewish music?
Yeah.
Hava, nachila, hava. No, you don't see a lot of Jewish people with tattoos because I think what happened was, is many years ago, there was the Holocaust, right? The Holocaust, and what happened with the Holocaust is the Germans, they tattooed the Jews. I could talk about this because I'm Jewish. Full Jew, by the way, not fucking half Jew. Because then all the Jews are going crazy right now, and so if you get a tattoo, then it seems like you're just kind of not caring so much about how they tattoo. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I dated this Mormon guy one time. I think he just dated me to piss off his parents because I obviously have lots of tattoos. They don't believe in tattooing the body. They don't believe in violence. So I think he just dated me to make his parents mad because I'm like, why would you date me? But I know Mormons don't believe in tattooing your body too.
Yeah, and then girls, I'm sure you've thought ahead regarding the tattoos, but you are going to get older. I mean, no disrespect, but you women are going to age and your tattoos are going to, I mean, what was, get a little droopy, a little sad, get a little tear. Your tattoo is going to turn into a sad tear right
Nobody
there.
Nobody will care at that point, though.
You won't care at that
Nobody
point?
Nobody will care at that point.
I mean, we're going to get wrinkly. You either are going to have art on your wrinkles or not.
Right.
Someone told me a long time ago, they said, you came into this world a blank canvas. Do you really want to leave that way? I was like, no,
yeah.
I
so
not.
Can you get a tattoo of the weasel right here on your side of your head?
Like riding the weasel or just a little weasel?
So look, you got this right here. That's sexy. This is what you're famous for.
That's my nickname.
What is?
Rebel Girl.
Rebel Girl?
Mm-hmm.
Why is your nickname Rebel Girl?
It was given to me after I got the tattoo. So big fan of punk rock. There's a band called Bikini Kill. I actually got my first tattoo at a punk rock concert.
Okay.
And she probably is familiar with it. It's just like the culture.
Cool. Awesome. And on that rant, on that note, it's time for what, dude? Tell him. It's time for rant number
one, dude.
We just begun, dude. How fucked up is that? Lock the door. James, don't let her out.
Oh my God.
You know, I pretend we're punk rock.
I want her can, job. I can just be this girl. Or her girl. Oh, yeah, we'll start a little mock it. Mock it. Yeah.
You can't mosh pit, bitch. You can't mosh pit, bitch. Okay, cut the music. Cut the music. Cut the music. That's enough. Shit, it's getting a little aggressive in here. So, Bok Choy, tell us where we're at. Go.
First rant, guys, is going to be preparing for a fight. You got 10 minutes to rant. Let's get ready to...
What the f...
Rant time!
Okay. Preparing for a fight. I am a comic, but this isn't... I'm not interviewing me. So if I prepare for, like, say, a stand-up special, do you know what I mean? If I prepare for a stand-up special, there's a lot that goes in. There's a lot going on, but I'm interviewing you. Mm-hmm. We're ranting on you. So tell me what, okay, you are getting ready for a fight.
All right.
When was the last time they told you that you're getting ready for a fight, and who are you fighting, and what's that like? Boom, you look in your calendar, oh shit, on blah, blah, blah. How long does it take? Food-wise, preparation, mental, da, 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 da.
So they usually give you around 4 to 8 weeks. Eight's better, more preparation time. But sometimes there's something called a short notice fight where they need somebody to fill in and you just gotta go.
So you just found out you're fighting someone.
Okay,
what goes
I got plenty of time. I got eight, probably like 10 weeks actually. So automatically I gotta start cutting my diet. I gotta take out excess stuff. No more sugar, you know, extra carbs, all that. The diet has to tighten up. I'm already pretty healthy. I'm a vegan, so I eat really clean, but the portion size have to go down. I have to run a lot more, which if you like running, you're probably a sociopath. So, but it's a necessary evil for us just to drop the weight. Other than that, you gotta be really good with your sleep schedule. I'm kind of a night owl, so I gotta get up early and make sure I go to bed and get my 6 to 8 hours. That's really important. And then the mental preparation is kind of a mind fuck because I feel like a lot of us fighters, we love our sport so much that we have high highs and low lows. So if we have a hard workout and we didn't do so well.
What about sex?
Sex.
Stop for a second. Back up a hair.
Sex is very important
okay,
to a lot of fighters.
Yeah, so because I heard that, because I'm friends with Evander Holyfield, he says that he can't. Why'd you smile? He's like, he was here last night. Anyways, Badu is his trainer. We'll talk later. Listen. I heard that when you're supposed to save your semen if you're a guy, and then women are supposed to save their juiciness if they're a girl, because you know what I mean? Because it's an extractor.
Studies have shown that men lose their testosterone, which they need to perform well. So sorry guys. Women actually, we release more testosterone when we orgasm and have sex or even are aroused. So it's better for women to be promiscuous, hook up, have sex while they're preparing for a fight. Also,
Bok Choy, you want to go to the back room? She's preparing for a fight. Rim shot, dude. Car crash, dude.
Car crash, dude.
Believe in doing whatever makes you happy. So, sex makes a lot of people happy. It's a stress reliever. You release serotonin into your brain. So, sex is good before a fight. It's good.
Sex is good for a fight. Okay, good. So, that's mostly for a girl, but not for a guy.
But every single guy that I interview on my podcast says that they don't follow that rule. Not one.
Huh.
Because it's what makes you happy. It's a stress reliever. So even if you're releasing a little less testosterone, that's okay. Because at the end of the day, maybe that's the difference between you freaking out later.
You look straight all the way to the camera. Never look at me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, what about marijuana?
Marijuana is awesome. And thank goodness that there's two different types of testing. So you have in-competition testing and out-of-competition testing. In-competition testing is 24 hours before the fight. No marijuana in your system. Nothing bad, right? But thank goodness that there's out-of-competition testing. We can have a certain amount of marijuana in our system. So a lot of fighters will partake in medicinal marijuana to, inflammation.
Bok Choy, you want to give her some of the pot? I know you had some and it made you have what?
Made me feel very tingling and relaxed.
No, it made you have Chinese eyes, remember?
Oh, man.
I get Chinese eyes, too. Like, really bad. And I'm not a functional stoner. I have to like wait till the end of the day. Otherwise, I won't be very chatty. I'll be very quiet.
And then what about your AIDS test? You have to have an AIDS test before you fight?
We get all of our blood work done. So HIV, AIDS, Hep B, Hep C. Girls have a pregnancy test. Make sure there's no babies going on.
Oof. Wait, let's stop right there. That's fucking scary, dude. That's not even funny.
I got the IUD, but I swear to God, every single time I'm like,
Yeah, because you don't want to have a baby and then get, you know what I mean? That'd be fucking gnarly, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it's happened to a lot of girls where they didn't know they were pregnant. They went to fight, took the pee test, and they're like, oh, I guess I'm not fighting. That would be a shitty way to find out. But
Yeah. So listen, you guys, there's nobody on this planet like yourself. So why would you buy a generic mattress built for someone else? Ever since we got what?
Got the Helix mattress, dude.
We've been sleeping what? Like really good, dudes. Before the Helix mattress, what?
We were so stressed, overwhelmed. Our bodies were aching, man.
Yeah, a lot of insomnia, a lot of stuff is going on in our minds. Mm-hmm. But now that we got the Helix, we're just what?
Sleeping, cruising, dudes.
Yeah, we're relaxed. So if you're looking for the mattress, here you have to take the quiz. Tell them.
You're the mattress that you're matched to. And that mattress comes right to your door, shipped for free.
Yeah, for free, dude. So it just comes right there. It's for free. You don't even need to go to the mattress store again, because that's a nightmare.
Of course.
When you just have to go there, but it just shows up. Helix is awesome, but you don't need to take my word for it. Helix was awarded the number one best mattress overall in 2020 by GQ and also Wire magazine. So tell them.
Just go to helixsleep.com/rants. Take their two-minute sleep quiz.
Yeah. And you'll just match it. Tell them.
And they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life.
Yeah, so then you have a 10-year warranty and you just tell them.
And you get to try it for 100 nights risk-free.
Yeah. And then, even if you don't like it, they're gonna pick it up for you, but guess what? You're gonna like it.
You're gonna love it.
You're gonna love it. Helix is offering up to $200 of all mattresses ordered and two free pillows for our listeners at helixsleep.com/what?
Rants.
Rants.
Dudes.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means double your first deposit. Tell them.
Winning season means insane player props, epic bonuses, and the craziest cross sports wagers.
Okay, and I got this here at MyBookie. Your winning season means watching live sports, getting in on live sports all season long. Tell them, Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs are starting to where they left off, and NFL has officially returned in a big way.
Big, big way. Super big. Say in Vietnamese, dude.
Whoa, wow.
Yeah. Action-packed Sundays and huge cash prizes week in, week out. So get on the action. Use promo codes what?
Promo Rants.
Rants. Promo codes Rant. And double your new first prizes. NFL players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports. You'll love it. It's awesome, right? It's awesome games to bet. And tell them, Bok Choy.
Bet with the best this NFL season for your chance to win big. Use
promo code RANTS. Wait, that's it. Promo code RANTS. And double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only on what?
My bookie, dude.
Bok Choy, Sam Vietnamese, dude.
My bookie, be your
yeah, bang, bang, USA, dude.
Yeah.
And then what about, so you talked about the diet, the little meals, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. You do smoke or you don't smoke?
I do smoke, but even you have to cut it out. It's safe, I'd say a month. But a lot of fighters get in trouble because they like it so much that they don't stop for like a week before the fight, and then you get popped.
What about cocaine?
No good.
Because James has some cocaine in the back. He's been dealing it around Vegas lately. Wow. Sorry. Come close, babe. We're good.
Okay,
we're good.
All right, we're good.
So the meals, you break those up, right? Yeah. And no proteins, no steaks and fish and chicken?
There's other ways to get protein. I mean, I'm not a big advocate for soy, but there's a lot of protein in vegetables, protein uh-huh. powders, all that. I'm pretty healthy.
So you're vegan-y and all that shit. So you got 4 to 8 weeks to prep?
Usually.
About 4 to 8 weeks, okay. So now you're in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who are you sparring with?
Okay, so if you're the person I'm gonna fight, you're my opponent from wherever.
Yeah.
I want to find a training partner that looks body-wise mm-hmm. just like you, and then I want to make them fight like you. So maybe, you know, my opponent is a jiu-jitsu person. I'm like, Polly, I need you to do a lot of jiu-jitsu. Uh-huh. So you're simulating the person you're going to fight, so you're extra prepared.
It's like a crash test dummy.
Yes.
You want it to look exactly like the person. So who's the person you're gonna fight next?
Her name is Norma Dumont. She is a little shorter than me, but with a big old booty, and she's a jiu-jitsu girl. So, game plan.
Kira, you wanna come out? You have a big old booty, you wanna?
Hell no, she'll kick my ass.
Yeah. Okay, so go on.
She's a Brazilian girl, really good on the ground, so the game plan's gonna be to beat her on the feet, strike with her. She's kinda slow, like big wide punches, so mm-hmm. I'm a little more technical and smooth with my striking, and we're gonna go for a knockout.
Oh wow. And then also I know a lot of people have seen, you know, the two girls, they match up like this, the face off. Mm-hmm. And then Dana White will be right here.
Yeah, yeah.
And then have you ever like done one of those?
No.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Because some people get like this and shit.
Yeah, and
you know, and they go boom like that.
I've never had one of my opponents do it. I'm kind of waiting because I'm like, ooh, what am I gonna do? I feel like, come here. Like sometimes.
Oh shit.
But come here. So forehead to forehead. A lot of people do this.
Yeah.
And I want to be like.
My forehead's really big, so it doesn't hurt me.
You know, and then sometimes they usually do the, you know. But no, I've had nice opponents, honestly.
But you've seen like Conor McGregor and all these other guys, they start really fucking, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think it's good for the audience. It gets them amped up because it's a sport, but it's also entertainment.
Yeah.
You know, so if you look a certain way or talk a certain way, people want to watch you fight more.
Right. And then Conor McGregor fought Floyd Mayweather, mm-hmm. which was a UFC person fighting a boxer. Mm-hmm. Would you ever fight a female boxer?
Hell no.
And who's the most famous female boxer?
Actually, Holly Holm was a really high-level world champion professional boxer, and she just transferred over, not just, but she's been in the UFC for a while, and her striking is some of the best around, and she does really good. So I know my strong points. It's not striking, so I would not go out of my safety zone with, you know, wrestling and go into a boxing match. I just wouldn't.
So you break it down. You got this, and then what's the third one?
This.
Boom. Oh, fuck, dude. What the fuck? That wasn't cool. Bok Choy, you're supposed to protect me. What?
Time's up, guys.
No. We had more shit. We're gonna
nope.
Do.
Nope. Sorry, guys. 10 minutes. It's time for 10.
No. We got more to do, dude.
Nope. It's only been 10 minutes, guys.
That's the rules?
That's the rules. 10 minutes.
You're supposed to say, that's the rules, dude.
That's the rule, dude.
Over. Rap, dude. Over. Okay, time for what?
Rap number two, dude.
All right, we're over here. Davina over here. Hope you guys are having a good time at home. Talking to Ashley Everett about what it's like being a UFC fighter. Right here, you guys get together. There you go. And, we're just trying to have a good time here at my house in beautiful Las Vegas. Good morning. Right, here we go, Jay. You having a good time, Bo? All right, girl. All right, Bok Choy, what are we doing?
All right, guys, the second rant is equal pay for women fighters. Mm. You got 10 minutes to rant. Let's get ready to rant, though!
Equal pay for women fighters.
Yeah,
Let's talk about that.
I think it's equal pay for equal work. I don't want equal pay for women fighters if we're not doing the same amount of work. But I know that we are, so... I mean, I know that certain fighters bring in more numbers, but it's not based on that. It's based on, you know, do we fulfill our obligations? Do we show up? Do we weigh in? Do we put on a good fight? So I feel like as long as we put equal work in, we should get equal pay.
So equal work, equal pay.
Mm-hmm.
But is that the case right now?
Not in all sports and not in all professions, but I feel like the UFC does a pretty good job, honestly. It's not about sex. It's about... how many fights you win and the rankings, which is a really good measure, because if you're winning fights, then you should get paid more. And if you're losing fights, then maybe get paid less.
Wow. And then what about other women's sports? You got WNBA, I mean, golfing, you got tennis.
I don't know.
I mean, I want you to speak up for women. What's going on? I mean, there could be a women vice president pretty soon.
I would love that. I mean, give me one reason why you wouldn't pay women equally. I don't understand. I mean, unless you're just basing your opinions on, you know, the 1920s, I think that it's such an outdated ideology. I think most people, as long as you're putting in the work, you should get paid equal amounts. That's it.
Hey, Bok Choy, how many more minutes do we have in this rant?
Damn, you guys have like 7 minutes left.
Fuck, dude. Shit, I think we just ran out of I don't know what else to say. She already fucking answered all of it, dude. Shit, fuck. Now I don't know what to do. We gotta rant. Crap. Fuck. Crash. Come over here, sorry. So, no, I agree. Equal pay for women. I mean, it's you know, like, I agree. If you do as much work as the man does, then, you know, just like in the office space, right?
Yeah. I mean, whatever job, it doesn't matter what job you have. As long as you're putting in the work, you should get paid equally.
That's the way it is,
right? I feel like people make such a big deal out of it, this huge debate, but it's really fucking simple.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, that's it.
Right. What about I'm going back. I keep going back to the tattoos because I think this is really cool.
Oh,
I think that is really cool. Can you stand like this? Like this?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cool, like that. That's pretty cool. What do you guys think? Bok Choy, what do you think about that? You know what? He made me some sushi, you know what I mean? Last night, because he's also a sushi chef, right? And I was wanting to see if I could torch the side of your head.
No.
Please? What? No, because we need to redo the tattoo. Bok Choy, can you come and turn this on? Please? Come on, it's equal pay, dude. So equal fucking, you know what I mean?
Don't you turn that on.
No, we have to, dude.
Hey, if you turn that on.
No, we're not gonna, here. Here, no, we're gonna do some, here, we're gonna, no, put it back on. We're not gonna, don't worry, I'm not gonna do anything. Trust me, you'll kill me. Okay. Here, sit right here. Here, go right over there.
Oh
look
my
out.
God, what?
Chinese bang bang. Here we go. Bok Choy, how long will this last?
Oh my God. Careful, careful. Jesus.
He made some sushi last night, so. Oh, look at that. You're like the Wicked Witch. You're scared of fucking fire. Maybe that's what your opponent needs to do. Come out with your fire, bitch.
Right.
Huh?
What the sear hell? For 5 seconds.
We're gonna sear for 5 seconds.
One. Two, three, four, five.
Where's the soy sauce?
Soy sauce over here. Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Good.
What do you mean? I want it a little darker, dude. I like my meat dark. Are you going to have some?
It's fresh.
What do you mean?
No.
You're a pescatarian.
Yeah, but.
Bok Choy, how do I turn this thing off?
It might blow up, man.
Okay, thank you. Give it up for Bok Choy.
Yay.
So you don't have any soy sauce? I can dip it in the coffee. You don't eat sushi?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Wow, that's really good. So, what about... You think you can beat me up?
For sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I feel like...
You can just tell?
I'm conditioned. So even if you're really strong, I feel like I could just dance around you till I tire you out, and then I'll just beat you up.
Really?
Yeah. So you're probably really strong. I'm not going to take that away. But I run every day and I train every day. So I'm going to put my money on me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. You want a bagel?
I got to cut carbs. I just said.
Oh, yeah. You just said.
I can't.
Well, that's cool. So what about, let's talk about other sports.
Okay. What other sports?
So do you watch other sports? Because as you know, the sports world is hurting right now with the crowds.
Yes, and thank you, UFC, for putting on fights. The UFC was the first and only sports organization to put on fights, which was amazing because Dana White, with all his connections, talked to whoever, the bigwigs, you know, probably the president, and made it okay.
I talked to Dana this morning, and I told him you're going to be on, and he told me to break the news that he actually got that stuff pulled, so there's going to be no more fights, so we're just going to have to...
So
do like a YouTube channel or something.
So it's time to just eat and
wrestle. So other sports though. Mm-hmm. As you notice, you watch the NBA, now football, baseball, they have those cardboard cutouts of people watching the sports.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking disgusting. But you know, here's my thought. And Bok Choy, back me up on this. Mm-hmm. If people are flying and staying away from each other. People are at restaurants and they're staying away from each other. Why can't people be at what, Bok Choy?
Why can't people be as at an audience watching sports?
Yeah, being away from each other.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Do you know what I'm saying?
It's weird.
Does that make, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, there's concerts going on where there's like four seats and then a person, and then four seats and then a person. So that would be the exact same thing in a sporting event. I don't know. The world is weird right now. I feel like it's the end of the world.
Because we're here in Las Vegas. I'm sure you've driven by the stadium.
Yes.
beautiful. Mm-hmm. Fucking gorgeous.
Never used.
For the Raiders. Uh-huh. It's really sad because they spent probably 5 years making this stadium, right?
Yeah.
Bringing the Raiders here from Oakland. And it's like the Jack in a Box. It's fucking empty.
Yeah. But that's everybody. So many people had jobs and now they're gone. So it's sad, but I feel like we're about to turn a corner. I think things are getting better slowly. Things are mm-hmm. opening up. Vegas is a lot more open than California.
It is.
Yeah. Thank God.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Doc Choi, how much more time?
You guys got 1 minute left. I don't have any more.
I don't have any more in me.
Stick it out. You guys got it.
No, just cut. Now you go. Disqualified.
All right, disqualified. DQ'd, guys.
You gotta say dig deep. You can do this. You gotta coach him.
Dig deep, guys.
Okay. Rant number three, dudes.
Woo! Sign for rant number three, dudes.
Play the fucking music. What are you doing?
I know, I was ready for the music.
I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm going in the other room, last rant. Over here, babe.
I'm feeling it.
Oh, wow.
Go up to Ash, go up to the front, let him see the side of your head. Tell him what's up. There you go, that's cool.
Ready?
Doc Choi, go up to the front, let him see your little face. Don't wait. Alright. Go back, because you gotta tell us what the rant is. Cut the music! Cut the music! He was on, is this your friend? Thank you, Sabina.
No?
Yeah, Roy
Big
Nelson.
Big country, yeah.
Yeah, he was here.
He's my favorite because he's a sleeper. So you look at him when with that belly, you don't think much, right? But then...
he fucking kills you,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. And what about fighting a dude? Like actual, like a dude like off the street? You think people... I always thought it would be really cool like to have someone, like if they got caught doing something and they got beat up by a chick. There's something kind of cool about a guy getting beat up by a chick. What do you think about that?
I think it's extra punishment because men's egos are extremely sensitive. So you can get beat up worse by a male, but beat up a little bit by a girl, and it hurts them on the inside too.
But just a normal guy. Like, I'm a normal guy.
Yeah, it would hurt you on the inside if I beat you up, right?
No, it hurt me on the outside more. No, okay. But the thing is, for real, like I said earlier, I think it's really interesting to put opposites in the gym. Like you put a UFC fighter and a boxer with Colin and Floyd. That was kind of interesting. So with you, who would be the opposite to fight of a person that you think would get ratings?
Fighting style or like?
Just a person. Like, wouldn't it be funny if like Jim Smith is fighting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, probably like somebody wholesome, like a fighter?
No, just a normal person.
A normal person.
Like off the streets.
Katy Perry.
Oh, wow. People would want to see...
she's not normal, she's famous. But she just... like, she's like wholesome and like Katy Perry. You know?
That would be great.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I would take that fight.
But would you ever want to beat the shit out of a guy? Like just like a normal guy? Like you see a guy at a Starbucks, just kind of like a little bit overweight, pot belly, kind of comb over... you know what I mean? Kind of like a dad.
Only unless he got out of line.
Right.
You know? I mean, if he was disrespectful, then yes, I would feel that urge for sure. But
and speaking of disrespectful, I don't want to be disrespectful at all. But, you know, you see, you've heard of bondage before, right?
Yeah, of course.
You know, like, what is bondage to you?
Bondage is just a sexual play act that you do for arousal and to have a good time.
Mm-hmm. So do you think any of your fans... or fans of, you know, female UFC fighters would want to get the shit beat out of them by their favorite UFC fighter chick?
I've gotten messages asking to be kicked in the balls for thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you got my message. Here, come on, please just kick me in the balls. This is why I brought you here, actually. Bok Choi, tell him in Vietnamese to kick me in the balls really fucking hard.
Go down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Tin, Pak Choi!
Pak Choi, giggle okay. down, my wow. So, cup home. Cup
okay, okay, stop, stop. So let's talk about female UFC fighters being also sex symbols. Once again, you guys are very pretty. I'd say about 80% of you girls. You got Ronda Rousey mm-hmm. when she first broke out. I mean, she's kind of like the Tiger Woods of the female UFC fighter. She kind of like, mm-hmm. tell me about that experience, because that was about 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, she paved the way for all of us. You know, everybody knows Dana White said no women will fight in the UFC, and then she fucking broke down the door with her, you know, I don't know if she had blue eyes, but like blonde hair, blue eyes, you know, and just finishing girls really quick. So it was a mixture of her being attractive, but also she backed it up. So you can't have one without the other. You can't have just a pretty fighter, and you can't have a good fighter that's not attractive. But if you have both, they just sell like hotcakes.
And then you're like a pretty UFC fighter. Wouldn't you guys say?
Yeah.
She's a very pretty UFC fighter. So when you get into a ring with kind of a UFC fighter chick that's not so pretty, do you think that, you know, like for instance, the girl from Brazil that you're gonna fight?
She's pretty.
Oh, she's pretty. Yeah. So it's two pretty girls fighting. But what about when you get kind of a boy looking UFC fight?
Yeah.
Does she say, I'm gonna kick Ashley's ass because she's so pretty and I wanna ruin her pretty face with her blue eyes, or no?
I honestly have had really nice opponents. No one's ever tried to talk shit or like, you know, at the weigh-in start something. And actually I've had like pretty good looking opponents too, all of them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a one lesbian girl that I fought that beat me and then hit on me after the fight.
Yeah.
That did not feel good.
Why do the babes think you're a lesbian?
Yeah, I get hit on by girls very often.
Really?
I think it's the tattoos and the shaved head and muscles or whatever, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's
cool. I think it's awesome. I'm like, all right, if I ever want to switch teams, I got options.
Right. That's good. I forgot, you know what? You started talking about all this sexual stuff. I forgot my fucking next question. I'm serious. I was like, fuck, I had all these fucking things that I was going to talk to you about. So you've fought 10 professional fights, mm-hmm. and you've won 6, mm-hmm. and you've lost 4.
Yeah.
And then when you guys fight, you know, you guys are after each other, but the second the fight finishes, all of a sudden what happens? Most of the time.
Honestly, it's very weird, but it's a sign of respect, and mixed martial arts is about respect. I know it seems barbaric, but martial arts is about respect, first and foremost. So afterwards, 99% of people shake the hand, sometimes they give a hug, and every once in a while they'll be like, you know, right. on the cheek. And it's just respect.
So, but that's respect, but how do you really feel? Do you feel like you still, cause-
Did I win or did I lose?
Oh, that's all you really care about, right?
I mean, if I win, I'm excited and I wanna, you know, cause I actually feel for them in the moment. I know what it's like to lose, so I'm not that person that's like, I won, fuck that person, you know? So I shake their hand, I help them up if they're down.
Uh-huh. And then pretend you just beat me,
mm-hmm.
okay, and I lost, and you come in to say sorry or pick me up. Mm-hmm. Pretend, go, do that. Don't fucking touch me, bitch. Has anyone ever happened that way?
That's happened before, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, and
here,
I was
try
just
it one
like,
more time.
But I beat her, so I was like, I don't care.
Right, so try it one more time.
Hey.
Don't fucking touch me, bitch. I don't want to fucking have anything to do with you. Did that happen?
Yeah, she did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that happen the opposite? Where you're on the floor and she's like that and you go, bitch, get off of me?
No, because we're a representation of what it's like to, what a good sport is like. Sportsmanship,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So sportsmanship is win or lose. You shake the person's hand.
Yeah.
And you act.
Can you hit me in the balls, please? Whoa. Shit. I'm just saying, you said it, right? Bok Choi, she said it.
I've been hyped since we moshed. I'm like, oh, okay, let's do something now.
Yeah. So that's great. So Bok Choi, how many more minutes on the rant?
You guys have 2 minutes left. Jeez. Stick it out or just be disqualified, guys.
Fuck. Okay, we'll keep going. We got to keep what?
Stick it out or we're disqualified? Keep... Okay. So women as sex symbols. A lot of people say that it's bad for the sport to sexualize women.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Why would you say that? You know, as long as we're going, just like equal pay, as long as we're going out there and performing, who cares if we look pretty? Who cares if we post a picture in a bikini and it gets a million likes and then we get sponsors and get paid more? It's just how the world works. It's how sports work. It's how entertainment works.
Right.
And it's, you know, prettier people get more perks. It's not nice.
And I had Roy Nelson on, who's a friend of yours.
He's not a friend. I would love for him to be a
Big
friend.
Big Roy,
I'm a fan
here.
Of his.
Yeah, he's here. Say what's up. He watches the podcast.
Hey.
He's a sweetheart.
I think he knows
So he's slowly starting to retire.
slowly starting to retire.
Well, he's getting older.
But I thought you just either retire or you're...
Well, he's doing one or two more fights, okay. And then, but he's calling it a wrap.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
So what's your future? Because this, boom, 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 isn't forever.
No.
So what's your vision for yourself?
I'm cool because I never want kids. So men don't have to worry about this. Women have to be like, all right, am I going to have a kid? If I am I going to take the time off? You have to take the time off. Obviously, how long is it going to take me to come back? All that. I don't want kids. So I'm 33. So I got another 3 to 5 years, I feel like.
Uh-huh.
So,
but you're saving your money right now?
I mean, I'm frugal. Like, I come from no money, so I never buy lavish things. Like, I'll never buy a pair of shoes over $30, $40.
Yeah. I'm frugal, too, and I come from money. It's probably because I'm Jewish.
That's good.
Yeah, you have to be frugal. You have to save your money.
There's a difference frugal and cheap.
Well, it's like now the coronavirus is fucking happening. You know, all the people that wish they would have fucking saved their money instead of buying shit.
Yeah. I know people like that.
You know what I mean?
I know people, I've dated guys that are very materialistic. They'll have $10 in their account and they'll use that $10 to buy a new hat. And I'm like, wow.
Right. Yeah, you gotta save your money. It's called save it for a rainy day. And the coronavirus is what?
Fucking rainy day.
It's a fucking rainy ass day.
It's a rainy ass day.
You know what I mean? Bok Choy, are we done?
Yep, you guys are done.
Why am I fucking asking you? You're supposed to fucking do it.
I'm about to ring right now.
Go! Yeah.
Time's up, guys.
Time's up. Okay, now we say our goodbye.
Oh, now we're slow dancing?
No, this is where we inspire the audience and tell them nice things about themselves and trying to help people because everyone's hurting.
Mm-hmm.
The whole world is hurting. There's women that want to eventually fight. They're looking at you as a role model. Give them some advice. Yeah.
With music?
Yeah.
Okay. I want you guys to remember that this is temporary. Everybody's going through it. We're stuck in the house. I know it's hard, but a couple of my tips are just to get out of the house, get off your phone. You're scrolling on social media. It's not good. Go out, go for a walk, hang out with your friends, 6 feet apart if you have to. And honestly, the sunlight is good for you, socialization, and just getting away from the screen. It's like the biggest advice I have for people right now.
Getting away from the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Everybody wants to compare themselves to what they're scrolling, but everybody's fucking filtered and putting their best picture and never talks about their hard days. I talk about my hard days all the fucking time because I need people to know that we're all human, we're in this together. If you only talk about the good stuff, then you start saying, oh wow, my life sucks, but your life doesn't suck. Everybody's life sucks sometimes, but it's good. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna get through this together.
Yeah, and speaking of getting through stuff, I've had a rough run the last 10 years.
That's a long run.
Yeah, of what I was going through with my parents. Yeah. They passed away and all these different things in my career. And finally, I had this movie come out, Guest House. And it's the number one, watched movie this last...
Yeah, so ever since it got released, the first 2 weeks, it's been the number one most watched movie.
And that talks about just, you know, what we're saying is you just gotta keep moving.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot of times where I've lost a fight or money problems, boy problems, it doesn't matter. And you can give up and you can feel sorry for yourself, but the difference between me and a lot of other people, or the difference between you and some other people, that we never gave up. We might have felt sorry for ourselves a little bit, it's human nature, but we kept going and I kept fighting.
Because you have your vision for yourself.
Yeah.
And then what about, you know, fighting? Will you come back later tonight and we can have like a fight? Like how would that work?
Yeah. You gotta do the ding.
Give her a hug, guys. Give her a hug. What's up, you guys? You guys give your social media. Social media, let's go. We're gonna wrap this
at
up.
Cholesterol Pop.
She's gotta get a tattoo.
Oh yeah. Instagram under Got Mike Chan.
At DJ Kira, all platforms. At Sabina Kelly.
And yours?
At me.
Yeah, and also tell about your podcast too.
At Ashley MMA, A-S-H-L-E-E MMA. And then the podcast, we talk about sex and violence. It's called At Sex and Violence with Rebel Girl.
Yeah, and I'm Polly Shore. Thank you again for making my movie number one watched movie all over America this last week. And thank you guys for showing up. And thank you. We'll see you next time. Later, brothers. Right here, come on.
You gotta check. You gotta put your leg up.
Oh, yeah.
So if I kick you, pick it up.